I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. A new effort is underway throughout Illinois to help make arts and culture accessible to all, including people with disabilities and older adults. In celebration of the 30th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act on July 26th, the Illinois Arts Council announced a new partnership initiative with the Chicago Cultural Accessibility Consortium and creation of a new Illinois Cultural Accessibility Network. Brittany Pyle is Director of Audience Services at the Chicago Humanities Festival and Steering Committee member for the six-year-old CCAC and Program Manager for the new Volunteer Statewide Network. She says ICANN is extending what the CCAC has done in the Chicago area.
And they were thinking this would be a great thing to do around the 30th anniversary of the ADA. And they were thinking that the resources, the professional development that exist for Chicagoland through CCAC would be a great benefit to have through the whole state of Illinois. And so that's what was the spark for creating a wider network throughout Illinois for all arts and cultural organizations in our state in order to become more accessible to people with disabilities.
Pyle says the CCAC is a volunteer-run nonprofit that offers professional development workshops, free equipment loan programs, email information, and a calendar to promote accessible events. And this week, the CCAC put out an open call to all Illinois-based cultural arts groups for the first ICANN meeting and asked them to respond to a survey to gauge needs regarding accessibility issues, including serving patrons who have hearing or vision impairments. Arts groups that get funding from federal and state governments are required to show they are accessible to everyone and communicate how they do that.
It's sometimes hard for arts and organizations without the right information or tools to know how to do it or how to get started or how to really expand what they're doing.
In COVID times, many organizations have moved their operations online, whether it's through Zoom, Facebook, or they've had to scale back what they've been doing in person to be more intimate, with smaller groups, masks, and cleaning procedures. Pyle said those changes must adequately serve people with disabilities.
There's a lot that people could be doing now in order to prepare for those reopenings that would apply anytime. But there's also special considerations that I think that we can help illuminate, even if something as simple as clear masks instead of masks that obscure your mouth for people who are deaf or hard of hearing so they can lip read.
Technology improvements could include offering captioning on Zoom for deaf or hard of hearing people. The new network plans to offer its first webinar in late September and other resources depending on what the survey reveals. Pyle says the network throughout Illinois will include theaters, museums, orchestras, parks, zoos, and more. The Illinois Cultural Accessibility Network is an initiative of the Chicago Cultural Accessibility Consortium, with plans to become a standalone group in the future. The workshops and webinars will always be free, and registration is offered with an option to donate any amount if people choose. For more information about the CCAC, visit chicagoculturalaccess.org. For Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.